Zach Johnson makes 10 birdies, shares first-round lead with Alex Noren at the American Express. L.A. Quinta, Califf. Zach Johnson embraced the pressure of being the U.S. Ryder Cup captain last year, even if the experience didn't go the way anybody on his team hoped. A few months later, Johnson is past all the pressure and the second-guessing, and those newly lightened shoulders might have been a factor in his sizzling round to start the American Express. Johnson made 7 of his 10 birdies on the front 9 on the way to a 10-under-62 and a share of the lead with Sweden's Alex Noren after the first round in the Coachella Valley on Thursday. Johnson's 29 on the front 9 was the lowest 9-hole score in his 493 career PGA Tour starts, and he needed only 10 putts to do it. He credited his strong start partly to an off-season of focused preparation after his release from the demands of the Ryder Cup captaincy. "Put a lot of good work in as of late," Johnson said. "Actually been a lot of normal golf work, given what happened last year, with what I was responsible for, which was awesome. Now it's time to get back to work. I've enjoyed the work. I've enjoyed the sweat." Postcard perfect desert conditions and the straightforward nature of this tournament's 3 courses unsurprisingly led to low scores from some of the world's top players. Several members of Johnson's unsuccessful Ryder Cup team are in the American Express field, but the 2007 Masters champ outdid them all to start. Rico Hoey and Christian Bezuidenhout are one shot back of the leaders, and 22 golfers shot 65 or better, including Patrick Cantlay, Xander Schauffele, Justin Thomas, Australia's Minwoo Lee and former champion Siwoo Kim. Johnson made 6 consecutive birdies to close out his front 9 at La Quinta Country Club. He added 3 more birdies down the stretch, getting the 47-year-old off to a bogey-free start in his quest for his first PGA Tour victory since the 2015 British Open. La Quinta Country Club is legitimately one of the purest places we play on the PGA Tour year in, year out, Johnson said. "The grass is, it almost looks fake. If you have it going, and you have some sort of rhythm, and you're seeing the lines on the putting green, because they're pure, you can put a number up. Love this place. I told the assistant pro today if I broke 76 that I should get a free membership, but I don't think that's going to. That's unfortunate, but we'll keep working on him." Noren's round started with 5 birdies and an eagle on the first 7 holes, followed by a double bogey. He finished with 5 more birdies on his last 6 holes. The 41-year-old 10-time European Tour winner is still seeking his first PGA Tour title. "I don't think I've been 7 under after 7, and then I hit it out of bounds on my 8th hole," Noren said. "Just fun to be here. I like this tournament. This course is beautiful." Hoey, the Philippines-born, Rancho Cucamonga-raised product of USC, excelled in his 4th PGA Tour start. The 28-year-old former star of the Southern California junior golf scene carded birdies on 4 consecutive holes in his back 9 on the Nicklaus course. Hoey is among the 30 American Express participants who earned their PGA Tour cards from last year's Korn Ferry Tour. "It was kind of cool having everyone out here. My family, my dad, girlfriend, coaches, everyone," said Hoey, who played frequently in the Palm Springs area as a junior. "Feels like a home event for me, I only live an hour away." Thomas also got off to a strong start in his season debut, shooting a 65 featuring 8 birdies. The 2-time PGA Championship winner and former world number 1 hasn't won a tournament since that second PGA title in 2022. World number 1 Scottie Scheffler didn't scorch La Quinta as thoroughly as some of his competitors, carding a 67 with 3 of his 5 birdies clustered around the turn. Ricky Fowler and Wyndham Clark each shot 70. The competitors play 1 round on each of the event's 3 courses before the 54-hole cut Saturday. 2 amateurs play alongside most of the pro pairings, although the former Bob Hope Desert Classic dropped its longtime pro-am format in 2012. By Greg Basham.